British Airways is trying to return to normal operations today after a two-day pilot strike canceled almost all of its flights. The strike stranded many passengers in one of the busiest hubs in the world, London's Heathrow Airport. And another strike is planned for later this month. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So take us back to what started this pilot strike in the first place at British Airways. What are the pilots demanding, and how has the airline responded?
It comes down to money, Jeremy. These two sides have been negotiating a new contract for about a year now, haven't come to any kind of resolution. The airline says, look, we've already offered a double-digit raise, and we thought we had a deal. We thought we shook, and the pilots have moved the goalpost. The pilots, for their part, say that's not true, and British Airways is in a tough spot here because it's not as though they can claim that they can't afford to pay anymore. They happen to be, and a lot of people don't realize this, happen to be among the most profitable global airlines in the world, up there with, let's say, Delta in the U.S. So still at a standstill here.
And the pilots say they want a share of that profit. What happened, though, to the almost 200,000 people who were supposed to fly in the last couple of days?
A lot of them got to where they were going, but late. The airline, more than a week before the strike, because it knew this was coming, emailed passengers to say their flights would be canceled, and it offered them either a refund or to be rebooked on another airline. The good news, Jeremy, is that a Monday and a Tuesday and kind of an off-peak month, fair number of empty seats on other flights to accommodate passengers on other airlines. On the other hand, you can't have this giant airline that accounts for half the seats, let's say at London Heathrow, basically vanish for 2 days and not obviously impact travel.
I can't even imagine what it would have been like in London's Heathrow Airport with nobody in it or nobody getting on planes. Do you think that the strike will go ahead as planned later this month?
Yeah, the 27th of September, that's a Friday, heading into a weekend later this month. Look, it's going to come down to math. You know, both of these sides here facing off, the airline knows what that would cost to go through another disruption like that. The union knows what it wants. And basically, you know, if the airline thinks it can give the union some of what it wants for less than what it would cost to go through that again, then they could come to a deal. But absent that, yeah, that strike will go forward.
I want to ask you about one other thing happening at Heathrow Airport. It's facing protests again by environmentalists who say they're going to fly drones in violation of airspace rules this Friday, which could once again stall one of the world's busiest airports. What's going on here, and how in the world can Heathrow authorities say they're going to keep the airport open with drones flying around?
Yeah, good question there. Heathrow Pause is the group, and it's most upset about the idea of building a third runway at Heathrow. Now, airport advocates say, look, this is an airport that should have long ago had a third runway if you kind of compare it to other busy airports around the world. But the activists say that'll be more flights and more carbon emissions. And so this is what they're doing to protest. They say they're going to fly drones into, there's a 5 kilometer perimeter around the airport, and they're going to violate that, they say. They say, look, we're not actually going to fly into flight paths, but they would do enough, they say, to disrupt operations. The airport has basically said so far, look, we're going to keep the operation going. Unclear, though, how this is all going to shake out, because, clearly a threat there to operations.
It'd be interesting to see. Seth Kaplan here now, transportation analyst. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.